Derry Mainers put their Ulster final defeat to Tyrone behind them to book their place in the All-Ireland semi-finals with a convincing 12-6 win over Cork on Saturday evening in Portlaoise. The Oak Leafers were in command from the first whistle and generated a hunger that Cork simply couldn't match. From start to finish, Derry played the game on their own terms and should have been further ahead than 5-2 at half-time. Cork came into the clash as Munster champions, but Derry negated their key players. Finn McIldowney kept Brian Hayes on the periphery of the game. James Murray won his battle with playmaker Ed Myers, while Oran Crozier mixed a sweeper role with keeping tabs on Munster final man of the match Alan O'Connell, with the Derry man also kicking two Munster points from place balls. Derry had a dominant midfield area that forced Cork into short kickouts, and collectively they turned the ball over time and time again through the middle third. Danny McDermott put in a stellar performance, dictating the tempo of the game from full back, very much in the Brenton Rodgers mould of the Ulster final. When Johnny McGuckin was fouled, Kieran Chambers gave the Oak Leafers the perfect start and added a fine score from play before Owen Crozier thumped over a 45 after goalkeeper Woods had flicked away a McGuckin goal chance. Olin O'Donovan got the Rebels off the mark after 13 minutes, but it was a commanding Derry side who continued to stamp their authority in the game. Chambers and Owen Murphy added points before half-time, leaving them in pole position. Rory Forbes ran through after Derry won the throw-in and had the ball over the bar inside 11 seconds at the start of the second half. When Chambers notched a free to open up a 7-2 lead, the writing was on the wall for Cork. Owen Higgins and Murphy added to the Derry tally with fine points. Ben O'Connor and the Oak Leafers' defence were the epitome of calmness at the back. Derry were assured in possession and put pressure on Cork as they tried to ferry their short kick-out possession through midfield. Brian Hayes landed 3 second-half points, but as Martin Boyle said, who marched on, with the final point coming from Shea Burt, to pick their spot in the last four.